In this episode, we're talking about a kidnapped woman who can't really talk to 911. What would you do? Let's dig into the details.
What is the address of your emergency?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm not sure.
Why are you calling 911?
Pardon me?
Why are you calling 911? What's the emergency?
Okay, never mind.
Ma'am?
Yes?
What's the emergency?
I don't know.
You don't know why you called 911?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then why did you call?
Okay, do I have to stay right now?
Yes.
Okay, then never mind.
Are you in a vehicle?
Yes.
Are you able to talk or is there someone?
No.
Okay. Are you traveling?
Yes.
Are you going north or south?
Well, are we going north or south? We're heading south.
Okay. Are you in danger?
Yes.
Okay. Has someone kidnapped you?
I don't know.
Are you with a family member?
No.
Okay. Are you with someone that you know?
Yes.
Does this person know you've called 911?
No.
Okay. Okay. Then just pretend like you're talking to your friend, and I'll see if I can't get somebody to help you. And you're going southbound, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a vehicle? Are you in a truck or a car? Are you in a truck?
Yes.
Here's where I think this is interesting, because as an experienced 911 dispatcher, I'm sure what you're thinking is the same exact thing that I'm thinking. Why are you calling? You could hear it in the dispatcher's voice, right? But what were some of the cues that you picked up on that this was a real call? Was it her tone of voice? Was it that sense of urgency that you picked up on, but it's hard to teach if you're a CTO? Was it her phrasing? There is a pause that happened there in the very beginning. And let's go back and listen to it, because I think this is an important cue for us as 911 dispatchers.
Why are you calling 911?
Pardon me?
Why are you calling 911? What's the emergency?
Okay, never mind.
Ma'am?
Yes?
What's the emergency?
I don't know.
You don't know why you called 911?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then why did you call?
Okay, do I have to stay right now?
Yes.
Okay, then never mind.
Did you get it? Do I have to stay right now? I think that is where the dispatcher picked up that this is a legitimate call. And then she started into a series of questions that were yes or no. Amazing work by this dispatcher. Like, we could find a lot of things to criticize dispatchers on, but we have to do shout outs for the positive things they do. Let's go a little further.
Are you in a vehicle?
Yes.
Are you able to talk or is there someone?
No.
Okay. Are you traveling?
Yes.
Are you going north or south?
Well, are we going north or south? We're heading south.
She says, are you going north or south? She doesn't say what direction are you going. So that would lead me to believe that she had lat long. She had some, maybe rapid deploy, maybe rapid SOS, something that's giving her breadcrumb trails to understand what direction or what road. There's a little bit more to it that we can't tell from this, right? But from our tools and our technology, she knew she wasn't going east or west. But by being very specific about that direction to that caller really helps get that information in much more quickly. Again, excellent, excellent work by this dispatcher.
Okay, are you in danger?
Yes.
Okay, has someone kidnapped you?
I don't know.
Are you with a family member?
No.
Okay, are you with someone that you know?
Yes.
Amazing question. Are you with someone that you know? This is a question we often fail to ask in very critical situations. Are you with a family member? That's a question we would ask, right? Maybe the next question with a friend. Okay, she asked that. Someone you know. Wonderful question. Again, just excellent work. I really love the fact that the dispatcher, even though you can hear her thinking with the okays, right? Those are fillers. As she's processing the information, she's typing to get it in. Are you with someone you know? Again, a great, great follow-up question.
Does this person know you've called 911?
No.
Okay. Okay, then just pretend like you're talking to your friend, and I'll see if I can't get somebody to help you. And you're going southbound, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a vehicle? Are you in a truck or a car? Are you in a truck?
Yes.
She self-corrected. Are you in a vehicle? Oh, obviously you are. Are you in a truck or a car? She's on it. Excellent, excellent question. I'm curious, for all my dispatchers that are listening, can you drop down in the chat and in the comments when you're watching this on YouTube and tell me, what question would you have asked next? We know the general circumstances, right? We have someone who's been kidnapped. They're with someone that they know. They're going southbound on the street or highway. They're in, I believe she, I stopped it right when she answered that she was in a truck. What is your next question? I'm very curious because I'm going to be in those comments and we're going to have some discussions and let's have some conversation about that. Have you received a call like this? It's not just a kidnapping call. Oftentimes we have victims of domestic violence who cannot freely say that they are calling 911. And I know that many dispatchers might have an aversion to text to 911. It's just one more thing we have to do. But this is a perfect scenario for text to 911. Oftentimes people don't pay attention to the fact that we're texting. So we have to take those calls seriously. Another thing I want to kind of throw out there from the technology piece, for my agencies that are doing video to 911, is this the kind of call that you would send a link so that you could see the video through the phone? I'm really curious to know what you would do. Would you utilize that technology? Again, put those comments down below and let's have a conversation about it. Kudos to the dispatcher that handled this call. Excellent job. Way to represent the profession. Super, super proud of your work here. That's going to conclude this breakdown in this case study. And hopefully you got some really good training tips and points.